I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Throughout the history of time, we've seen examples of mankind risking their life for fame and fortune. But today, there's a group of people in Somalia who are risking their lives for something that's quite the opposite, the gospel. And then we're going to continue our look at missionary pilots today, a vocation that starts with the heart. We'll get to that in just a few moments. But first, Somalia is not exactly the friendliest place in the world. The nation struggles with government instability, inequality, poverty, and persecution. Greg Kelly of World Mission says, despite all that, people are still coming to know Jesus. Even a former Muslim leader is telling others about Jesus as he passes out World Mission's Treasure Audio Bible. And because of his work, three new house churches have been planted, and 15 families are now following Christ. But it comes at a cost.
One of the men was just recently exposed by the Muslim leaders, and he was beaten so badly that he couldn't even walk. His wife was beaten to the point of her face was totally swollen and she had a miscarriage.
Somalia is number two on the Open Doors World Watch list, where the persecution of Christians is the worst. Kelly says it's important to learn the struggles these believers face, tell others about them, and continue to stand behind them in prayer.
I think it's important that we realize that although God is moving in places like the Somalis of Somalia and Kenya, it's critical that we back here in the U.S. take our part, which is to pray for these precious believers and recognize that the price they're paying to be a follower of Jesus is very different than we experience, but also to understand they're doing it with great joy.
Next, we've been following the blasphemy case of Ahmed, a strategically placed and influential co-laborer for the gospel of Jesus Christ inside Pakistan. Sharing an update, FMI's Bruce Allen.
I just spent a week with our brother Ahmed from Pakistan in a secure location. I'm glad to report that he is doing well. And there are some developments in his case, but not all of them are happy, we'll say. But that is the nature of Pakistani politics and judiciary.
Ahmed's accusers have been pushing to have the case moved away from this judge for some time now. And between the recent protests and instability in Pakistan, coupled with the threats made on his life, the judge hearing Ahmed's trial has withdrawn himself from the case. Allen says Ahmed's defense attorney has expressed concern over this new judge, as his reputation isn't good.
As Peter and John and the early Christians would cry out to the Lord in the early days of the church in light of persecution that they faced, we repeat those prayers of why do the nations rage? Do they not understand that God is in charge? And Lord, give your servants boldness to continue to speak your name.
Find out how to pray for and walk alongside Ahmed during his trial. The details are at missionnews.org. And yesterday we asked the question, have you ever thought about becoming a missionary pilot? Well, maybe God is already stirring your heart to consider serving the Great Commission this way. Ron Hillbrands, Mission Aviation Fellowship's mobilization manager, says, really, anybody can become a pilot. But someone who flies for missions needs to recognize the role is, above all, a service to the Lord.
Part of the process is finding out the heart of the person that really desires to do this. Because if you just look at pictures of missionary pilots, it can look kind of glamorous going into these remote airstrips. But God calls us to serve Him. So first of all, we look at the heart of the person. If we feel that God is calling them into this, we want to hear their testimony. We want to hear how God has moved in their life.
Mission Aviation Fellowship flies ministry partners, humanitarian personnel, and aid into areas off the beaten path. MAF US operates in 7 different countries, and their pilots serve as tangible extensions of God's love in all of their flights. If you'd like to find your place in this story, we'll get you started at missionnews.org.
I just want people to know that the need is still great.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In My Father's House by Ruth Dynecker Erdell was originally written as a discipleship tool for Russian-speaking women. But this month, Slavic Gospel Association is sharing those stories for free because they were written by a woman for women to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.